One of your measures that was considered a consent bill is on its way to the Missouri House.
That it is. It was kind of a different week, kind of won one and lost one. I won this one. It dealt with foster kids and extending time to allow more case management to better suit the people where they're going to go and who's going to contract to have these foster kids. But a really major part of that, presently the way it's set up, they do a highway patrol investigation or run a criminal background check, and they don't do it again for 2 years. And under my bill, it'll be a daily thing. It'll be instant. So if there is some type of abuse going on by the foster parent, or if they receive some type of felony conviction, or something like that, is felony committed, then that would give the social service a chance to go right in there and review where they're at with those kids. And before, it could be up to 1 year and 11 months. So that time factor is really huge. And there's some other little things in there, but also when they're no longer foster kids, then it comes off. And that's important too, so they wouldn't be able to do background checks on those people. So that was a good win.
Again, that's 1 or 2 year window. That's a long time with a background check.
It is. And we got to protect our kids. You know, yes, we want foster parents, but we want good foster parents. And things happen in the 2 year period that could have missed before. More likely something just happened. In today's world, there could be lots of things. So this will really allow social services more instant information about if they should commit some type of crime or be under investigation by law enforcement.
That was the win today. As we record this last night, the loss was?
And the loss was, there's a bill that allowed AT&T, CenturyLink phone carriers to reassess their evaluations and actually lower the assessments on their property here in the state of Missouri. And it was a couple years, well, I guess in like 95, certain people got to have this, others did not, certain carriers. And so they claimed it was a way of equalizing the playing ground for them. I seen it as a way of our schools taking a hit on it, our cemeteries take a hit on it, our libraries take a hit on it, our fire departments take a hit on it, and the blind pension fund takes a hit on it. Not a major amount of money, but I think in a year it was like $6 million for our schools. And time you take all the school district, all the schools, not that much, but I think with our schools, every dollar counts. And with their blind pension fund, it was a lawsuit settled this year with Missouri that they were being underpaid, and suddenly we had come up with $21 million to fund that lawsuit. And they had a $14 million balance in there from fees like this. So now we're going to have to still come up with $7 million to do that, and plus fund it at that level continued. So I fought the battle as hard as I know how to fight it, but the end vote wasn't in my favor. So I didn't leave here as a happy camper that night.
And along those basic same lines, at least in terms of broadband, another one of your bills, I believe, in committee this week.
It was. We're trying to get broadband to our rural people. And that's really an issue down in the Ozarks. And it's too expensive. That last mile or last 2 or 3 miles is too expensive for the common carrier to go ahead and do that. There's been a few places that have gone ahead and used the local co-ops for expansion. And they can do it or not do it. This doesn't mean they have to. This just gives them more freedom in getting that, getting their easements. Some of the old easements that they operate under were back when they first put power lines across there. And everybody was happy to see them. And then they came off telephone lines on some of this. Everybody's happy to see them. And now there's some people that want to charge a pretty good amount of money to use the same pole, to use just a bigger wire, but no new wires, and some may be newer wires, but they want to be paid for that right away because they think the co-op is going to make money on it. I side with the co-ops. The co-ops don't make money, and that's up to the local board how they spend it, but it can reduce rates. And so there's some pretty good stuff in that. So we're still working on that. Had the committee hearing, hadn't been passed out of it, but that could be a major step. And who more natural to do it than our co-ops? They've got poles, they're local, they know how to operate. And there's been some of these. There's Calmo that's done it up in northwest Missouri, and they've done it without any state or federal money. But they've gone in, and people have got behind it through their co-op, and the co-ops are a natural person to do it if they choose to take it on. So very expensive proposition to do so, but with Show Me down in our area and with the fiber loop they've got around it, it makes it a whole lot more feasible.